Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this afternoon, Dr. Afrita Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have tuned in to the show on today, because we have a very special guest. But first of all, we're going to start by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up and see another day. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of your health and strength. And we ask that you continue to bless this ministry to be able to expand and be able to illustrate all of the great things and great blessings you have blessed individuals with. We ask that this show be something that is pleasing in your sight, and we ask that people continue to be uplifted and empowered by different elements of this particular show. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I'm so excited today because we have a very special guest. She's a national singer. She sings about different celebrities, different occasions. So if you need a singer for an occasion, if you want to remember someone, Miss Karen J is the person. I'm getting ready to call her right now so that we can interview Miss Karen and understand her talent of singing. She has a beautiful voice. And if this technology allows me, I'm going to play one of her songs while we're conducting the interview. So without further ado, I'm going to call Miss Karen.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Miss Karen?
Yes, Alfreda?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Great, great, great. Okay.
Did I say your name right? Sorry. Did I say it right, Alfreda?
Yes, ma'am. You did. That's fine.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Great.
All right. So do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions about your talent of singing?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. Please tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. Three kids, and I'm a songwriter, and I absolutely love it, but I didn't really start it until later in life. My kids were all in elementary school, and the reason I got started was someone actually handed me a musical script, but there were no songs. There were 17 blanks, and I played the piano, and I figured I could try it, so I did the 17 songs, and then it just kept snowballing from there. And I love it because I needed a creative avenue, you know, to put my creativity in. And our first musical was Love at the Cafe.
Oh.
And then I have three other musicals, and some of them have been around the country, and that's really exciting. So that's all for now.
I'm so impressed. Okay. Now, you kind of told me a little bit about what your inspiration was to write music. Can you expand on that a little bit? Like, was there a particular person who really helped inspire you to write music, or was it just...
Well, growing up, my dad was very musical. He was a singer and an entertainer, and my mom played the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kind of performed a little dancing, singing, whatever. But and in college, I did try to write songs on the guitar. I wasn't very good. So I had taken years of piano. And it was really this friend of mine who, for some reason, he gave me his script to look at, but he didn't know how to write songs. So he actually gave me the titles of the songs. And the first one was called Kissing in Multiples. Mm-hmm. And it just came very easy to me. It just came in my head. It goes, why do I like your kiss in multiples? Boy A, boy B, boy C, D, E, F, and G. And, you know, it just comes in my head and I write it down. And then I have someone better than me play the piano. I have a musical family, and I've always been inspired by music. Always love it, you know.
Right.
We can't live without it, right?
That's right. What has been your most memorable event with music or situation with music?
Yeah, you did add, let's see. My most memorable event is probably last year in New York City. It was off Broadway, and we did my Princess Diana musical. I happen to love Princess Diana like everyone else.
Uh-huh.
And when she died, I was just so upset. I just sat at the piano and wrote songs about her, not knowing that I'd put them into a musical. You know, it's kind of my therapy to write songs about her. And turned into a musical. It's been around the country, but the biggest event was last year in New York City. It was very exciting at the Alvin Ailey Theater. So, but I've had, you know, it's many events. I love children when they sing my songs and perform them. I mean, I'm so happy they're up there and they're excited and they're singing my songs. It really, you know, makes me feel good, and I just love it. And when someone all of a sudden starts, like in the car, and all of a sudden they start singing my song, I mean, it's so cool. Like, my kids used to do that. And I actually became a grandmother, and of course I really have a CD about baby songs.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Now, you help raise money through your talent of singing to many different organizations. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. When I did the Princess Diana musical, I didn't really want to make any money because I don't know, you know, she used to raise money for charities, and so I just decided I would raise money for her charities. It was in Omaha. We raised money for Red Cross, for AIDS, anything that she was involved in. At that point, we raised $26,000, so I was really happy about that, and I thought she inspired me in that respect. But I used to work with visually impaired children, so I wanted to raise money for visually impaired children. And there's just been some organizations that are very close to my heart. You know, my brother died of Parkinson's, so I wanted to raise money for Parkinson's. You know, you have those things that are close to your heart, and I can raise some money, you know, with my musicals and with my CDs. So that's what I try and do.
That's good. What a blessing. Okay.
Thanks.
Have you met any of the individuals that, you know, that you sing?
Yeah.
You have.
Right. That was a good question, Alfreda. I have never been asked that before, and I have a tribute CD, and I have a song about Bill Clinton on it.
Uh-huh.
he came to Omaha at somebody's house for a fundraiser, and it was around the Monica Lewinsky time. And, you know, so all of these, we waited in line. We all got to meet him individually, and every woman thought that he flirted with them, you know. But I really thought he flirted with me. So after I talked, I went home and I wrote a song, "He Flirted With Me." Oh, gosh, it's so funny. I love it.
Oh, wow.
But then, I know, that was fun. And then also, well, back to Princess Diana, I met her brother. I obviously didn't meet her, but my husband and I went to London 10 years after she had died, and her sons gave her this huge concert, and we went to that. And afterwards, I happened to go across the street at Kensington Palace, and I met her brother just by happenstance, you know, that wasn't planned or anything. And I just told him how much I loved her, and he said I loved her too. And we got a picture together, and that was very touching for me. And yeah, isn't that neat? That was like, anyway, also I did a song for Farrah Fawcett, and I emailed her best friend, Alana Stewart, who loves the song. It's called "It's Farrah We Remember." That's on my tribute CD, and because she was a beautiful lady, and they all died too young, you know,
right.
Unfortunately.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm going to try to play, I love the song. It's called "Why Don't You Run for President?" And so I'm going to play it. It's only like a minute and something, almost 2 minutes.
Right,
but
right.
I'm going to play it
okay.
Real quick. Is that okay
great.
With you?
Yeah, I'd love you to. Thank you.
All right, here we go. It's called "Why Don't You Run for President" by Miss Karen J. How do you pronounce your last name?
It's Javich.
Javich.
Karen Javich. Uh-huh, Javich.
All right.
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go.
Okay, thanks.
Whether it is Amy Klobuchar, Cory Booker, or Joe Biden, Michael Bennett, Julian Castro, Pete Buttigieg, Bill de Blasio, Tim Ryan, why don't you run for president? And don't forget Tulsi Gabbard, John Hickenlooper, John Delaney, Beto O'Rourke, Eric Swalwell, Bernie Sanders, or Elizabeth Warren, why don't you run for president? Mary Ann Williamson and Andrew Yang, Wayne Messenger and Slee Kirsten, Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, Mike Ravel, and Phil Sultan. So far, there are 3 governors, 9 U.S. senators, and 4 mayors, and 5 women running, 6 congressmen, and 1 entrepreneur, and 1 best-selling self-help author. Why don't you run for president?
Thank you. There's, I have a YouTube of it that's funnier because the visuals go with it, especially that last part.
Oh, my goodness. And I watched your workout one, too. That is hilarious. Yes.
Oh, thanks. Well, I just thought it was so absurd that we have 23 candidates on the Democratic side. You know, it was like, well, why don't you run? You know, half the people we haven't heard of. So
exactly, exactly. I can tell you did your homework, too. You know how many exactly.
Yeah, you know, and it was so hard to pronounce some of those names. I had a hard time. I had to do, like, one at a time in the recording studio, and it took a while.
You did great. Oh, you did great.
Thank you. Thanks, Alfreda.
Is there anything else you would like to share that hasn't been shared?
Let's see. Yeah, I have like over 100 videos on YouTube. You can purchase my music, cdbaby.com, or iTunes, Pandora, just under my name, Karen Javich. And one thing, I'm very grateful that I have this way of expressing myself because, you know, it helps me a lot.
Right.
It's wonderful if you find your passion. You know, everyone has to find their passion, you know.
That's right.
And I have about 15 CDs, so I write kids' songs, you know, wedding, exercise songs, whatever. It just runs the gamut. And I thank you so much for playing it on the radio. That was great.
Okay, and I'm gonna email you some things about me and see if you can come up with a song.
Oh, all right, Alfreda. I got it. Please do. Oh, that's really cute. I will. Thank you.
All right. So
love it.
I'm going to check out your music, and I really appreciate your time. I know you have a busy schedule, and thank you so much for taking out time.
Well,
and anytime you want to come back on and tell me about your projects, feel free to do so.
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much, Alfreda.
Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Karen Javich, and she gave us a great demonstration of her music, of her voice, of the celebrities and regular people that you write about, if you go to YouTube and type in K-A-R-E-N, last name J-A-V-I-T-C-H, you will see some of her videos, and the songs are so uplifting, and that was just a great interview. All right, so be sure to continue to uplift, empower your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Actually, it's forward slash. We changed it. blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Please be sure to let individuals know. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, singers, anyone with a positive, positive message, please be sure to, you can Facebook me or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the show as well, so please be sure to email me, all right? emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure that you are praying for your family members. Pray for yourself. Pray for this world. Pray for everyone, because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So be sure to pray for each and every person. In addition to that, there are some events that are coming up. I want you to, we're going to have different online book festivals. If you're interested, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can check me out on LinkedIn, ALFREDALOVE. There are many different events that we're going to confirm, so please be sure to do that. Also, check out my YouTube videos. We have different videos. If you go to YouTube and type in Alfreda Love, ALFREDA, then LOVE, you will see some of the gifts and talents that God has given me as well. Also, Spiritual Guide on the Go, we're going to have some sessions with that. Spiritual Guide on the Go by Dr. Alfreda Love. We're going to have some, as I said before, some sessions on that, and I'm also going to edit it. My publisher is going to work on, we're going to update it with some new things, so be sure to check that out. But connect with me. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. I have individuals from the United States, of course. I have individuals from, give me just a second, I will tell you where I have all of these individuals from. Who's in the house? Definitely the United States. Okay. Just a second here. Let me look. I want to give you accurate measures so that you can tell your city and country to come on and join us. All right. So United States, Haiti, Israel, United Kingdom, and St. Lucia. Okay, so those are the countries. I said state, didn't I? The countries. Those are the countries who have joined us. Okay, those are the countries. So be sure that your country is on here. I need all of the countries to be on here. I need India, Japan. I need all of you on here. All right? And, of course, the United States leads the way. Amen. Amen. In addition to that, just continue to connect with me. We have interviews scheduled for Friday as well. We have a musician, upcoming gospel artist. One of the other announcements that I received from Miss Wendy Williams' team is to make sure, I'm going to tell you what it is, Miss Wendy Williams, okay. On Monday, Wendy's back with all new shows. She has a lot of new shows, starting July 8th with an hour of Hot Topics. This is Wendy Williams. Her show will be on starting Monday, okay? All right, so check that out and continue to just be grateful and continue to be helpful and continue to be blessed. And we thank God for each and everything that he is doing and the things that he's done in our lives. We also going to have needs and wants on tomorrow, God's will. Of course, we're celebrating the 4th of July, but we're going to also have our needs and wants. Amen. Because God doesn't take a break on us, and we're not going to take a break on God. All right, so we're going to do that. But just please continue to check out the radio station The website is up. I want you to check that out. It's under DrLoveMillionaireEntertainment.com. So you can type in DrLoveMillionaireEntertainment.com. Okay? So type that in. If you have any workshops, if you have any events, if you need speakers, please be sure to contact me. If you have any type of, for instance, authors who want to come on the ministry, be sure to let me know, okay? If you have news, uplifting news, TV shows, things of that nature, please let me know that as well. All right, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the show. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, make sure that you take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida. Love.